Despite leaders' best efforts to get guns out of circulation, they continue to proliferate. Albany's gun troubles go back years. Lack of community confidence in the police is rooted in 1984. Back then, politicians, police, and the local media routinely shunned gang-related acts of violence, along with the city's then-growing gun problem and the controversial police shooting of mental patient Jesse Davis. The information iceberg began to break up when New York City's Guardian Angels established a chapter in Albany's Arbor Hill, and the related stories began to appear in newspapers, radio, and television. But try as they may, politicians, police, clergymen, government officials, and community activists have been unable to stem the tide of gun violence three decades on. In 2007, the Albany Common Council adopted a local law introduced by Alderman Dominic Calcellaro that impaneled an advisory group known as the Albany Gun Violence Task Force.
They met for quite a while, a year and a half. We had the city 16 or 17 proposals, one of which ended up becoming SNUG, which is based on Chicago ceasefire model, and we did put that in place.
But SNUG couldn't stop a youngster from using a so-called community gun. A stray bullet fired from it killed 10-year-old Kathina Thomas in 2008 on the sidewalk outside her home in Albany's West Hill. Citizens decry SNUG and other efforts to promote awareness of the gun problem. A SNUG evaluation released in July 2013 by the Center for Public Safety Initiatives shows crime reductions over the course of the program statistically of no significance. Community advocate Marlon Anderson says the culture of guns and gun violence in Albany, which struggles with pockets of poverty, has been continuous for far too long, with no unified effort to curb it.
We all have to get together and come up with a plan, a real plan, not a political plan, a real plan that's going to focus and engage the community and engage them to change the gun culture. If we don't truly engage it with leadership, with resources, with action, then we're basically just paying lip service to a continuing problem. And the fact that nearly two decades after we have engaged this gun violence problem, that it continues to flourish in the city of Albany, is speaking to the problems that we're having.
But Dom Calcellaro won't call the city's seven homicides so far this year a trend.
Some of them are domestic. I don't think there's much you can do about that. I'm hoping, in my heart, that this is just was a bad year, that it was an aberration compared to what we've had the last few years, and with the programs we've already put in place, like SNUG, like the community policing. I see more community involvement myself, more people willing to call the police or interact with the police than six, seven, 8 years ago.
Calcellaro appeared Christmas night at a sparsely attended SNUG anti-gun rally in Albany. He hopes a second rally Thursday night will attract more participants. Marlon Anderson is putting together a January 15th community conversation about guns, gun violence, and gun culture at the Albany Public Library West Hill branch on Henry Johnson Boulevard. I quizzed Anderson, who held a similar event that was sparsely attended.
Is this going to be the same thing? Six people show up? Is it that the community is afraid to come out and show that they're against gun violence?
It's not about fear or anything. It's more about politics. We got everybody on the same path, but going in different directions to try to arrive at the same goal, and it's not working. Again, you have myself making community efforts. You have SNUG making community efforts. You have David Suarez and Pastor Charlie making efforts.
Anderson admitted that half the battle would be won if only each anti-gun faction attended and supported events staged by the others. He is sending out invitations to the groups and individuals in hopes of presenting a united front at the January forum. Albany police declined multiple requests for comment. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.